Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Another white knuckler last night, another one-run win over this Kansas City Royals club. And should you make to the playoffs, Terry, and obviously the club's in good shape, you're certainly going to be well-prepared for playoff baseball, aren't you?
We certainly seem to have played a lot of close games lately. But you know, they're enjoyable. I mean, because we're playing good baseball. I think the teams we're playing are also playing good baseball. I mean, the last two nights, those two throws by those catchers, and I mean by Roberto Perez and Salvador Perez, those are two of the best throws you're ever going to see. Perez threw out Rajay, and Roberto, you know, threw out Gore. Those are two of the quickest, strongest, best throws you're ever going to see.
Is it important to play games like this, Tito, rather than if you were – say, up by 20 games and you're just kind of cruising into October?
You know, you hear people talk about both. I'd rather be up 20. I think it's your responsibility to figure out how to keep it going. I get your point. Every year there's a team that has to go and fight till the end. And then as long as their pitching isn't beat up, they have that momentum, and it helps. But I'd fall on the side of trying to line up your pitching every time I could.
Well, speaking of pitching, Danny Salazar threw yesterday. You're encouraged, right?
Yeah, and he went out to 90 feet. And the good news is he feels good. You know, the first couple of days, we knew that, you know, even when you don't pick up a ball for a while, you feel a little choppy and, you know, just not real loose. But today was a lot better. And again, he'll just continue to progress, and we'll see where it leads. But like we were saying yesterday, the priority is for him to feel good. If that takes him more than that, and it gets good for us and him, but we want him to start feeling good and knowing that he's okay.
How about Yan Gomes?
Comer is trying so hard. I give this kid so much credit. He was throwing today, and he actually ended up throwing to the bases a little bit. Now, the hitting part is coming, you know, still hard. But when you think it was, 5 days ago, 6 days ago, I mean – I don't know how realistic it is, but if there's one chance in 100, my money is on Gomer.
Well, tonight you send Mike Clevinger to the mound. The gloves are off now, right? He's back fully stretched out.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I don't think you're going to see a pitch count get in the way of a game. I mean, you know, he's to the point now where he's had bullpen sessions. He started, and he's also, you know, he started earlier in the year. So the game will dictate when he comes out.
Well, let's face it. When you lose Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar, those are proven commodities. Do the guys that step in to replace them have to just focus on, more importantly, keep you in the ball game early, Tito, and not worry so much how deep they go?
That's a really good point. And I hear Mickey tell the guys all the time, and I love it. Even the guys that pitch for us all the time, just go inning to inning, man. Go all out. We'll take you out if you're tired. I mean, I'd much rather somebody give us four good ones than six shaky ones. You know, if you blow it out and you're tired, we'll take you out. And that's why part of, you know, with Cody Anderson, we know he's not going to get real stretched out. But what he's given us now is actually kind of dominant. You know, his velocity's back with his fastball. He's got that changeup. And it's pretty exciting. Now, it's not going to be seven innings, but we'll all take two, three, four really good innings.
Well, and your bullpen now is in pretty good shape, isn't it? I mean, I know Andrew Miller's had to pitch quite a bit here, but you've got enough weapons out there.
Yeah, and we're trying to stagger it where, you know, we don't have guys available, like, you know, at the same time. It happened in Minnesota just because we played extra innings, things like that. And I've talked to Cody about this too. There's going to be games where instead of bringing Andrew in, we'll bring Cody in just to keep the workload kind of the same so we don't overwhelm one guy and then not pitch the other.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.